This is exactly right.
On the next season of Tenfold More Wicked, a longtime listener reaches out with a tragic family story that's been passed down through the centuries. It's about Rebecca Briggs Cornell, an English Puritan separatist fleeing religious persecution, only to be found burned to death in her own home. Was it an accident or was it murder? Season 11 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I've been thinking about going back to church. I think I would go back if they switched up those communion wafers to be bugles, and the priest, like, served them off his fingertips.
Yummy.
Old joke. I have nothing.
That's fine. The world's dumpster fire. Woo!
I'm Brittany Posey, and before we add your name to this petition to overthrow the murderous capitalist police state that our country has been willingly held hostage by for too long, we need to know that you're not a robot. Can you tell us what squares are boats that go vroom in the water?
I'm Tess Barker, and scented candles are fireworks for people who give a shit about animals.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady. Ladies,
welcome to the show, everybody. We're starting off with technical difficulties, so we'll see how this goes.
We're making it work. It's the robots are mad that I made fun of the fact that they don't know what a boat looks like. It's okay. We're going to make it. It's fine.
Let's bring on our guest. We're so excited to have her back. She's so funny and amazing. Deborah DiGiovanni, hello.
Yay. Hello.
Wow,
hello,
you applauded everyone. Yourself.
I love
it. I know. Did you see that?
Deb's,
that is the kind of energy we want you to bring.
No, Deb's done some growing in quarantine. She's like been working on her self-esteem, and now she gives her own round of applause. Yeah.
I just all the time in the apartment. It's just my soundtrack now. It's just constant whoops and round of applause. Jesus.
Ladies and
have
gentlemen.
Have you just been in L.A. during this, or have you tried to go anywhere?
No, I didn't. You know, like at the very beginning when everyone, a lot of Canadians fled,
yeah.
You know, I was just, you know, yeah, are you leaving? Or like, and I was like, no, I don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah,
like, honestly, right. It's like, yeah, I'm Canadian, but I don't have anywhere to live. Like, I mean,
yeah.
All of my friends, you know, remember, I'm an old woman. All of my friends have children. You know I mean, like, they're all like, they're like people with like lives. And I'm like, so I can't
come
be like,
on, they can
sleep in
your
bed
for a few months.
Yeah.
Deb, please. Did you just call us not people with not legs?
Myself included.
Perfect.
Abnormal animals with nothing.
Perfect.
But yeah, and it's like, you know, so sleeping, like, there's that thing of like, so I'm going to sleep on someone's soap. Because I think, you know, I mean, I know the people that went home to Canada, like, mm-hmm. they were thinking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, fast
right,
forward
right, sure.
to like week 12. So, yeah. You know, they're like,
I'm still paying rent in LA.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Well, that's the thing too. It's like, that's exactly true. I'm like, I live here. All my stuff is here. I pay rent here. And I'm like, mm-hmm.
So, totally.
I mean, would I rather be spending a pandemic in Canada? No. But
well, I think Americans' idea of Canada is that you guys are like so nice that you're like, yeah, even if you went back, they'd be like, oh yeah, here's like a house. You can just have it.
Yeah,
for a couple
yeah.
months.
That's yeah.
But
that's
Deb,
exactly
do you
it.
Think Canada do you think Canada's ready though? Because I don't know if you're aware, but like even my friends out here in the suburbs, everyone's getting their Canada plans ready.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
well,
so
this
sorry.
Is the thing. This,
but
this is not. This is not
time.
The. I was gonna say this is not the first time that it's all
yeah.
been said. But you know, the only thing is though that Canada, it's so easy to immigrate to Canada. It's unbelievable. Like
really?
It just is. Like me, it's like you know, I just saw another thing about Trump. You know, freezing all visas and all green cards, and it was like, oh yeah, again. I mean, it took me years and thousands of dollars to get my green card.
Really?
Thousands of dollars. Oh Jesus. My God. I think after all was said and done, I think it was at like 14,000. Like it was just
wow.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it was and that's solely because of Trump, because normally it only takes about 9 months and about 9,000, but because he kept freezing it, I had to extend my visa, which was another $4,000. So it was just like, it just kept going. So, but Canada, I'm pretty sure Canada is just like, sign on the dotted line kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Like, that is such a relief to hear.
Yeah. And there's so many good places to go, but yeah, who knows?
I mean, I'm a good camper, so I feel that even if it just came down to hiking in, I'd be
you
fine.
You could, I'm telling you. Just head to British Columbia. You'll be fine. Just go straight up. You'll be fine.
Deb, I have a question about Canada. I've been looking at all of my American flag stuff that I have here and how I just can't wear it anymore because you just will look like a Trump person.
You just can't.
But I realize I've never really seen anybody in other countries having, like, except for like the Union Jack, I guess, like just having an aggressive amount of clothing with their flag. And Canada just seems too polite to have done that. Do you have any like hockey team stuff?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's way more hockey team.
Yeah.
Like way more people would wear a hockey jersey than they would anything with, you know, a maple leaf on it.
Yeah.
The only time that we do a maple leaf is when traveling. Like you're always told when you travel, get a Canada flag and sew it to your backpack or what. So then the world knows you're Canadian.
And not American.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
I was like, what stops Americans from doing that?
Really
when I
sorry.
Went to actually the first time I ever like traveled abroad was like right after September 11th and everybody was telling you if you get stopped by the cops or anything just tell them you're Canadian because they couldn't hear the difference in the accent
No, Europeans can't for sure but so that's I don't think people do like I mean honestly it's like no it's maybe like see, if it's going to be something Canadian, it's going to be a sports team or like a beer and that's probably the only thing that would be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there is a beer called Canadian. So it's like, if someone's wearing something Canadian, it's they're talking about the beer. That's what they're doing. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful.
For sure.
That's great.
Yeah. I think I do have a fidget spinner with the maple leaf on it. So.
Oh, yeah.
There's merch, guys.
There we go.
Yeah. Remember fidget spinners? Somebody made a lot of money and then got out. Good for them.
Oh, yeah, that was a flash in the pan.
I hope they saved it. I hope they saved their money. Things like that, it's just like, put that away, invest in that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like
ride that wave,
Do
you guys think that that was like valuable intellectual property? Because wasn't that just like, do you think that Mr. Fidget Spinner made a lot of money?
Well, I would like to see if he didn't, then I would like to see the like, you remember that like these real serious inventor movies sometimes? You're just like, this man invented a windshield wiper and then Ford took it from him, and here's his story. But I would like to see that about the fidget spinner in case somebody took that. The thing with those
is that, like, I feel like anything that you see that's immediately in a vape shop was knocked off very quickly.
Yes.
Like, so true.
Very true.
So I don't know how. I think maybe he made a little bit of money at first, but then it pretty fast it was being mass produced by other people.
I think,
it was too big to be contained by one man.
Oh, I mean, that adds to the drama of that movie story is him just going into a vape shop and seeing ones that he didn't commission and then just destroying the vape shop. I would love to see that.
Oh, you could turn the fidget spinner into like a weapon.
Yeah.
You know, little say, blades in it.
Like a throwing sort of.
Yeah,
throwing star,
sort of.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm kind of surprised there was never crossover between fidget spinners and, like, Ninja Turtles, because that does seem to go really well together.
Yeah. Well, maybe we're just not in the market and there was, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. Maybe there's a whole underground thing that we have no idea about.
It is difficult when you realize that, like, you aren't the thing that is being the most marketed to anymore, and you're like, oh, I don't know about that. Oh, it's not for me. Oh, okay. I'm not the main demographic.
I'm so glad to not know about things anymore.
It feels great.
Like, I just don't give a shit about not knowing pop stars. Like, I'm like, I don't fucking care.
I have to tell you, I don't care either. There was several years that I was like, I'm going to sit. And then I was like, oh, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I really don't. Like, I mean, I now, like, even if, like, okay, let's say, like, I'm at the dentist and they've got a like actual magazine.
Yeah.
I will flip through and go, I don't know any of these people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's free.
It's
because
like
they're not mainstream
who they're
stars
dating.
Anymore.
I'm like, I don't know who you are. All these names. No. I'm like, what? I don't understand. Yeah, seriously.
It's very
free. Because a lot of them are YouTubers. It is freeing. Mm-hmm. But like YouTubers or TikToks or what, whoever. And I'm just like, I really don't know. Like they're getting married. I'm like, okay, I don't know.
Because I feel like back in the day, they used to have good stuff. Like it was like, yeah, we all knew who Brad and Angelina were.
Yes,
we all knew that shit. Yeah. Like, but what happened to the big, you know, we want to see Katie Holmes in her pajamas.
Yes. Not some kid that, you know, whatever, that pranks his parents. You know what I mean? And that's his claim to fame. Please. Gotta hate pranks. Gotta hate pranks.
Yeah.
You do?
I hate pranks so much. Yeah.
Why? I hate it. Why?
Because there's a network, you know, the Just for Laughs network, the obviously the big festival.
The prank network.
Yes. Oh, and they've got
a
Just for Gags. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And it's called Just for Gags. And it's done in Montreal, which is already, because it's French. So that's already not great. You know what I mean? God bless you, French. But they have a different sense of humor, right? Like, there's we got a funny ads. And it's like, okay. But it's, and it's just all gags. And I just don't like, because I always feel like, I feel like gags are mean spirited. Like, pranks are mean spirited. Do you know what I mean?
It feels so, like, there's always that.
A little bit, you know. Yeah. It just, I don't know. You're trying to make a fool of someone. You're trying to catch them up. And I think the main thing is that, because I'm always scared that someone would prank me, like, on one of those shows.
Yeah.
And I would get so angry, I'd like fucking murder them. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I'm like,
I would love
get
to
it
prank
caught,
you.
And get it caught, get caught on camera.
Yeah.
And just wait, and she cut her throat. She cut her
I'd
throat.
I'd watch a show of just you getting pranked. I would definitely watch.
I would too.
And then murdering people.
Just for Deb.
Yeah.
Just you get Deb. So, and the person dies every time. Every time. You're so mad.
Oh,
you
see, and then on the other side of that, I like being scared. Do you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't bother me. It's like a prank I hate. But like, but it's so weird because then, like, I tour with, I've been touring, like, well, who knows anymore, but this year was my third season with, a winter tour in Canada with three dudes that I've known forever and I love them. And their goal was to scare me. And they did it every time. They would plan things. I would scream and fall down and then would laugh. And then 20 minutes later, I'd go to the bathroom and come back and they'd do it again. And I'd scream every time. And they laugh, but that doesn't.
I feel like being scared is different because being pranked is like putting your mind in an alternate reality where you're being gaslit and you're like, I know reality.
And you're like,
but
exactly.
This isn't
you're like,
reality.
I'm not crazy. And scared, like just scaring someone, it's just like, ah! And it's just energy. And then you all have a giggle and then you're fine. You know?
Yeah. See, I like both. I like both. I love to be pranked. I mean, because the prank is all about the reveal. Obviously, it's not fun while it's happening. Mm-hmm. But like, it's worth it for the payoff at the, because like, I'm so appreciative. Like, I think it's so thoughtful if someone put together a prank.
But I think
doesn't mean they care about you. They were thinking about you a lot. I mean, like, it's a lot of effort.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I also really like roast jokes. Like, there was like a roast show that my friends did for me, like, when I was like 29, and I had never laughed so hard in my life. Like, I think it's so funny. Like, I find it like
very fun.
No,
but
I think roast is fun too. I think roast is fun.
Yeah,
well.
I think that's different than like a prank show where they're just taking taking strangers, and then all of a sudden you find out you've been filmed.
Underlying feeling of a lot of pranks like that are just like, haha, you're an idiot.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's mean spirited. I love shows like, I'm sorry, if I'm in a hotel room, I will watch like 75 episodes of Ridiculousness back to back. Like, cause that's different. Cause that's like, that, you know what I mean? That's like, you fell and we saw it. You did something. That's like, you know what I mean?
Funny, some
like
video
found,
shit. Yeah.
Found footage, I got no problem. But when it's
oh
a setup,
God,
I hate. Is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah,
I agree with you there. I mean, like, falls are in a category way above pranks.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing really funnier than falls in high jumps.
Nothing, even close. Mm-hmm. Nothing even close. It's like a natural fall. Like, every time I fall, and I've fallen a lot, I'm like, are you kidding me? That was fantastic. Who saw that? I mean, it's like, you know? I'm almost
one of the the TV that I used to have had all these weird free channels on it. And the Just for Last one, actually, once I found a channel that was only your stand-up, Deb.
Oh, there is a Just for Deb show.
Come on, Canada Superstar.
Yeah, it was like all of your stand-up different sets, and I was like,
oh my
God, this is awesome.
I'm not getting paid for that, but that's fine.
And then, like, another, they had the Just for Gags or whatever show, and their gag, oh my God, this was the gag, was that it was like a guy... A construction or whatever, a guy stopping traffic had somebody step in for him, but they changed the stop sign to just say, I'm gay. So he just, there was a stop sign and he said, I'm gay. And then he had a car come up and a guy in it was blowing like kissy faces to the guy. He didn't understand it.
Don't
and then he looked
at the Canadian.
And I was like,
it just is. You know what I mean?
It's just so funny to me, a stop sign that says I'm gay.
I know. I've seen one that's been going around, like they're doing it on TikTok again, like where you walk past someone and you pretend to sneeze and you spray them with water. It's the person like on the back of their neck.
Yeah.
So like they think that you sneezed on them. I'm like, you're going to do that now?
No. Not during the time of COVID. Like,
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I've seen people do it, like, in grocery stores to strangers. Yeah.
Yes. Are you serious?
Yeah. We're asking to be punched.
No, yeah, that I mean, it's like, not more.
Oh, yeah. You deserve it. You deserve it. You need to be taught a lesson. Oh, gosh. No.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, God, that is trouble waiting to happen.
You never see the compilation videos of, like, the people that respond with violence to pranks. Like, that's the prank show I would like to see. The ones that are like, oh, yeah, and then that person just gets beaten up.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, speaking of prank, this was not a prank, but speaking of being filmed and not knowing it, I caught a man filming my ass yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And so I walked outside my house, and I was going to my car to get something.
Yeah.
And there were two guys, like, there who were working on construction. Yeah. And have on their lunch break or something, and I was like, I could tell, like, you know what, I was going to lean over, and I was like, I know that, like, this is gonna be my ass, like, on display, so I was kind of conscious of it, and I, like, got my stuff out, and then I turned around and looked, and I'll do this act out for you guys, only because it's very hard to explain, but it's like, he, you know, you can tell when someone's filming something,
so
holding his phone up like this, and looking through the thing, and then I just stared at him, and then he saw me staring at him through the video, so he goes like this.
Oh my god!
He's staring at him through through his phone. He looks up and then he immediately pretends he's on a phone call.
Oh my god!
And I was like, "Hey, I know you're fucking filming me, dude!" And I like yelled at him, and his face was like so magnificent.
What did he look like?
Because you know when someone gets caught in a lie, like he just he just kind of like did that, and then he called someone on his phone and started a phone call, and so that was happening the whole time.
I hope it was his wife.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, that he called his wife.
Hey, it was wild. Like, I definitely caught him in, you know.
Oh, God.
It was just very obvious what was going on.
Yeah.
And I've seen men do that. I've seen that, not to me, but I've seen them do it to other women before and, like, call them out. And one time I did it at a guy who had, like, been playing the saxophone, and then he just started playing saxophone at me. Like, after I called him out.
What? Angry saxophone?
So wait, what happened? He was playing the saxophone?
He had a saxophone around his neck, and he was filming a woman's ass as she was walking away, like, at the grocery store, and I was pulling out.
With a fucking saxophone on his neck? That's insane.
And so I with a flip phone, and I was like, hey, man, I fucking see what you're doing. Stop doing that. And he just rolls around and is like, me, 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 me.
He starts playing Baker Street at you. Hot cross.
Pretty good defense if you're caught doing something shitty.
Okay.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was weird. Like, why would you do that if you had a saxophone? Because that seems like it makes you very visible. But he clearly did it so that he would have the.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good. And I just think that guys get away with that so often. They don't ever get called out. So, like, their first reaction is just like some sort of defensiveness of like,
I'm a tree. They just freeze as if they don't exist. Yeah. No, I can
I'm
see
not
you.
Here. You can't see me.
Yeah. I'm not a T-Rex motherfucker. I'm looking right at you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Fucking wild.
Jesus.
It's always crazy to catch someone in a lie. In my head, I took a walk after that, and in my head, I was like, I should have been like, show me your phone.
Yeah.
Show me your phone.
Man.
Let me see your phone, and if you want to prove to me you didn't do that, let me see your phone.
I am so close to just starting to carry like a spray bottle, like when you punish an animal, like a dog that like is like biting somebody.
Yeah.
That's
and
a
just
good
like
idea.
People not wearing masks, people filming butts, like
instead
anybody.
Of the sneezing prank.
Yeah,
that's
I'm just gonna
very
start,
creep.
I'm just gonna start spraying people and be like, nope, I see what you're doing.
Them.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Like I want to start spraying people. All these like, people not wearing mask videos. I just want to start just like super soaking them right in the fucking face. To be like, nope,
I don't understand. The not wearing a mask is just like the weakest argument I've ever heard.
It honestly makes me be like, all right, we're done.
Yeah
I mean, seriously.
We can pack up. We're done.
Honestly, we deserve it a little.
But we're done.
A little bit. If we're this dumb, it's like somebody, I forget, one comic had a tweet that was like, I knew we were dumb. I just didn't know we were this dumb.
Yeah.
And that's how it feels.
Well, and you're like, that's it. It's true.
Yeah. Well, the frustrating thing is that like and this is obviously where I fucking mastered idiot if you're not, but like from like the federal government, they've been getting mixed messages back and forth the whole time. So I can I mean, this is not where my brain goes, but I can understand being like, I don't, which is true. Fuck you. Now you're telling me I gotta wear one, but you told me not to, because at the beginning of this,
right?
Remember they were like, don't wear masks. That's just for people.
Unless you're sick.
Unless you're
sick.
That's
what they did do that.
So
they've
gotten
so many
mixed messages.
Yeah, there's no like leadership.
Yeah.
Really. We're getting many mixed messages, mm-hmm. but also like one, you know, I saw one, response to like Lori from Shark Tank. Posted a thing, and you know, whenever a celebrity posts, like, wear a mask, and everyone freaks out.
Yeah.
I was reading one comment under it that was like, first the government tells us to wear a mask, then they track our location, then they allow, we are allowed to get injected with anything. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, in that case, do you think it's the government telling us to do it? I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
They're on a wild ride over there. I don't know, like, there's a lot of dots,
so,
and somehow they're
connecting.
But
there's so many people who truly believe this 5G, Bill Gates shit, like, it's not like a small number, so it's
no,
very
it's
scary.
Not, like those videos, that's like my my hairstylist calls it. Sometimes he'll watch Fox News and he calls it his cutting. And that's how I feel about these mask videos. Like they're like my cutting. Like they make me so angry, but I watch the whole thing.
But
like,
I
start
must
to finish,
watch them anyway. Yeah,
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 for sure.
It's good too, as well, because like you have to see what people are doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's the reality that exists.
Well, it just
so.
Goes back to it's a commentary on like the lack of leadership, because so many people with that conspiracy mindset, it's like making an illogical jump in logic because that makes you feel like you have control of some kind. You know, so it's like no, I'm right about this versus being like told. From a clear leadership perspective, this is what the fuck is going on. You're like, you go to a crazy place.
Yeah, so many hoops to jump through for like a very insane case to make.
Yeah.
Just to like feel like you've got some foot in the ground.
Yeah, you got something over somebody else. Okay, well, man, this is a Trader Joe's. So.
But it's such a strange, like, you know, like thing to die on, like, you know, that's such a sort of strange hill to die on. Do you know what I mean? It's like, okay, so they're saying to us, you know, it's like years, remember years and years ago when you were all being born, there was a whole thing. There was a big embargo against eggs.
Okay.
Like seriously,
oh,
in the 80s,
embargo,
like
behind.
I'm serious. They were all like, don't eat eggs. Eggs are so bad for you. One egg a week. They're so bad. This, honestly.
Really?
Eggs got the worst rap ever. I don't know who paid them. I don't know what lobbyist was like, fuck eggs. Man, we're doing tuna or whatever it was.
Big
I don't know what it was.
Was like so
big
furious.
Chicken was like, and eggs had, like, they were just like, I remember going, you can't eat eggs. They're so bad for you. You're so fat. Eggs are so, and then somewhere in the, like, the mid-90s when it was like, you know, have you had a break today? And the egg get cracking and all that. And then they were like, no, eggs are good for you. Eat all the eggs. Go, egg. But it was, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what do? Do I eat eggs or do I not eat eggs?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, do you want to die and kill other people or do you not want to die and kill other people?
Exactly.
Like, it's a strange thing to, like, okay, so you told me the wrong thing, but now you're saying wear a mask. I'll put one on. Okay. Mm-hmm. No
okay,
problem.
Got it. Roger
Sorry.
That. Yeah.
And 3 weeks from now, you go, no mask, I'll take it off. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Exactly.
Well, I think it just shows that there will just, it's such a dumb hill to die on that it just shows that people need a hill to die on.
They do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think people just like to argue. I think they're like, there's definitely people that are just like, please don't tell me what to do. And this
the
is what
I'll.
Advocate
shit runs real strong.
Oh, yeah. That's
aggressively
an attitude. For sure.
Well, there's like, this is, I'm just warning you, this is very upsetting what I'm about to read, but I was talking about this with my boyfriend this morning. And because it's like you get to that point where like, well, what's going to change people's minds? Or like, you know, you surely think that something like their loved one dying would.
Oh, is this that? I saw this. This is
like, this is like insane. This is what a woman wrote. It brings me a lot of grief to make this post today, but I feel it's important to update you on a recent loss of my family. We lost our youngest daughter, Natalie, 3 days ago to COVID-19. We were incredibly blessed by God to enjoy the days before she got sick, going to parks, eating at local restaurants, and hanging out with friends, which wouldn't have been possible if Texas hadn't opened up. Watching my 8-year-old daughter on a ventilator was difficult to watch as a mother, but also as a mother, I'm glad I was able to teach her the importance of upholding Christian constitutional values in her short time on Earth.
Yeah.
And for this reason, I'm proud of our local government in this time of liberal media indoctrination.
Yeah. Fucking insane.
She's glad that her fucking 8-year-old daughter went to TGI Fridays before she fucking died. Like, this is, we're beyond.
Yeah. Well, Christian constitutional is, like, literally antithetical. That's the
right.
Fucking point, is that they're separate. boy. Yeah, I saw that earlier. Oh. I closed my, I literally did a laptop close when I read that earlier.
Yeah, that's.
So that's basically just like, we just contaminated a whole bunch of unsuspecting people.
Well, and like, they're the, they're a major problem, and I'm going to come after religion for a minute. Sorry, listeners. Not sorry. If you, if like the afterlife is this thing that you were like working towards your entire life, then in that mom's head too, you're like, oh, well, my little girl made it to heaven. You know, not that my, my child died and that's sad, but I believe that now she is like with Jesus in heaven. It's fucked that like you are, you're not even feeling the full consequence of like what the fuck you
did. Yeah, so, like you should be dealing, trying to just be a good person in general without being like, and then in the afterlife.
Yeah. I mean, I just listened to a podcast about Heaven's Gate. Remember And it, what's the difference between that and what they did?
Exactly.
That's
what's the fucking difference?
It's a death
cult. It's a death cult. Like, full on Republican Christianity death cult. It's fucking crazy. It's infuriating.
Maybe we are done. Maybe this is it. Like, honestly, it's like, you know,
if
I mean,
we're
I
done. What do we do?
I mean, I don't know because I'm gonna tell you this. This is that I've been doing jokes about it for years, but I'm dead serious. I don't want to die running and screaming like that. Is I'm not doing that.
No.
Like, I'm not joking. Yeah. Like, if it's like, if we just, so if. What, I just sit in my apartment until it's over?
Like, what? Yeah.
Like, is that what we
want?
Yeah, it is.
Totally.
Yeah, what does it look like?
Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, so what are we doing here?
Well, and it's weird because it is like a uniquely American problem. It's like New Zealand just had their first soccer game with a full stadium full of people because they have not had a case in the entire country in 3 weeks. So their country is like, they have fully eradicated it. And they're
it just took a little bit better not shitting the bed and actually sticking to it.
Yeah, it's not that fucking hard.
You see, and this is the thing, and this is the thing that's so crazy. It's like, it is this bad because of Trump. Like, that's all there is to
like,
it.
Like, objectively,
that's
just
all there is to it.
Period.
You cannot, every door you open, it lands at Trump. This is his fault.
Yep.
It's completely his fault.
Yep.
And yet, you look at it and go, and he will still be voted in. And it's, again, and it's just like, how is this possible?
Do you think so?
I pray not, but it's like, who thought he would get in last time? And you know, the thing is that, you know, and then he did, and like, I mean, it was a joke. It was like, no, you, what? Like, it just, it felt like impossible.
I can't like think that it's not going to happen by any means.
Me neither. I mean, I don't.
Once that joke has already played out, it's like, okay.
Yeah, that's it. You think that they'd be like, okay, that was enough. We're done with that, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the thing that of course will kill us is that people were like, well, I don't want Biden either, so I'll vote for the other. And it's like, you can't. That's the thing.
No.
You have to vote
not
for Biden.
No.
Like, you just have to.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not a great option, but it's the only thing that can that can save us from four more
for
of
sure.
Trump. Like, that is it. So, and that's what I think. Or, like, people throwing away their vote. And, like, I'm not. Because I don't believe in either of them. Oh, my God. That's almost just like, it's the same thing of not wearing a mask. You have to.
Yeah,
it sucks, but
president.
You have to.
I've seen some Bernie people saying they're going to vote for Biden, begrudgingly, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But it's like, because it can also push him a lot, you know, hopefully to the left more. But okay, sorry, we'll take a break. Sorry,
let's take a break. I was going to say, we're dying.
Yay!
We need to take a break.
Everything's a prank. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Bab.
I'm Tess.
I'm here with Deborah.
Hey.
And sorry, guys, it's getting heavy, but I mean, how do you avoid it these days? I don't know.
It's hard to not talk about it sometimes. It's in the background of all. It, frankly, I'm proud of how much we don't talk about it on the podcast.
I mean, we want it to be an outlet because obviously everyone is like being surrounded by this shit 24/7, I think, in most cases. So we try to provide like entertainment, but there is a point where it's like, it is affecting all of our lives every single day.
Yeah.
We need to like,
yeah. All right, so what are we gonna do? We're gonna play a game. What are we gonna do?
Yeah,
game.
We're gonna play
a
game.
Let's do it.
It's called Who, What, Where, and Why. There are no. We're just gonna ask you some questions. There are no right or wrong answers. It's whatever you feel in your heart, Deb.
Ooh, yes, yes.
Here we go.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Why?
All right. Number one. Who? Who done it?
Uh-huh. Oh God. Who done it? Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, he do done it, that's for sure.
He did something. He
and
did
frankly
something.
He can keep doing
it.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm gonna say. Done it or doing. Just let's take the past tense out.
Yes.
He doing it.
Yeah, he do it for
Mark
sure.
Ruffalo. Oh.
He's hot. God damn.
He is he's real hot.
He's just like a man,
That's it.
Yeah.
He's a man, but he's like a sort of regular hot. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Like a prune, like there's a hair of
yes.
Not like dad, but just like
Like your dad's hot friend.
Yeah, or like stepdad. Like he seems like he would like marry somebody with a kid and like to be a father figure. Yeah.
Totally. And adopt them.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, exactly. He would adopt
he will adopt your child. That's who he
and
is.
Talented.
Yeah.
Like that's,
and talented.
That's like a Meisner train.
Yes. And
situation.
Lovely and usually comes out on the right side of
the
argument. Not always, but
I can kind
close,
of give him or take him. I just really don't know that much.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Contrarian.
I love it.
I'm not
with
that
a
he's
little,
not attractive.
No,
I can see he's attractive, but I just have never cared about him.
Yeah. I don't know.
Super I legit don't know what Tom Hardy looks like. And like,
what does Tom Hardy look like?
We were watching the end of Venom, and I was like,
one,
who is
he's
this?
Always so, he's always so... And it's so in character that you're like, what do
I
you
think
look
every
like?
Guy in like a Marvel movie, I just like can't, I just don't know who they are.
I'm like,
I know what
I'm
you
like
mean.
Looking at Tom.
They're all named Spartacus or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm looking at Tom Hardy and it's difficult to explain him.
Okay, I need to Google him now too because I don't know.
Oh, he's the guy from Fury Road. Yeah, he's in Mad Max Fury Road, which I always, he's got one of those like avatar faces where I'm like, oh. I think you're like a good action star because I can like picture myself on your face because you don't have a real face.
Wait, is that what you're thinking when you watch action movies?
I mean, wow. Sometimes. Sometimes.
Whose face am I on?
It's like what you watch movies and you're like, and then I picture myself being this person.
Well, he's just like a blank slate character where you're just like, you think about it later.
He is though. He is. That's what he does do though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He's got a touch of the different face.
Yeah.
There's some actors that my brain won't remember them because every time their face looks different.
He could be Ryan Felipe. I don't actually know what that guy looks like either.
Oh, he's hot.
Mm-hmm. I don't like his face. Mm-hmm. He's got a smug face. Can we admit that?
He does have a smug.
Yeah. Honestly, I was so happy to see Reese Witherspoon surpass him in every way.
Absolutely. Because the entire time you're like, why is this happening? But like he just does, he's got that like, and I know it was always a character, but there was just something about him that you're like, oh, you should be smacked, you know? It's just
he's got that little like smirky kind of, and his curls are kind of obnoxious.
Yes, he was definitely a mean boy in high school, definitely.
Oh yeah,
nice to your face, but you know, not he's a mountain. All right.
Okay, next question. What's your favorite guilty pleasure?
Ooh, okay. Let me think. You know what? Here it is. Are you ready for this?
Okay, wait.
My favorite guilty pleasure is, stupid, I've never told anyone this, is pretending I win the lottery and what I'll buy.
Ooh,
and not even just like thinking about it. Going on to the California Lottery website, going like finding one of the prize donations. So I like the winning numbers. I know exactly how much I won. So I go and say, okay, I'm going to say on June 9th, it was the Super 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I look up and I go, I won 1.2 So it's $1,244,798. And I'm like, okay. And then I would make a list. I'm not joking. Then I get a pen and a paper and I literally write out what I would do.
Yes.
That is amazing, Deb.
Full guilty pleasure. And I get a
pen. That's really funny. That's really because you're not actually getting any, indulging in anything.
It's not, you're not indulging in anything. It's just the fantasy of it. But it's a very nice, yeah. Sometimes like you got to get out of here. Do you know what I mean? Like where you're just it's very nice to be like, I want to give this money to and blah, blah, blah.
So yeah. What is usually your first line item? Like what's the first thing you kind of
The first buy? Line item is, you know, honestly, I'm so dull. The first line item is you pay off all debts. You know what I mean? I pay up debts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I also like there's a small divvy up like some money that I'm going to give to my family. Aww, and it depends on what I've won that week, right? It depends. Sometimes they're having a good time and they all get 100K. And then other times it's like 5,000. Do you know what I mean? It's like what, you know, it depends on what's on the bowl, you know, like what they've won. And it's like that. And then it's usually like, you know, an apartment, a car, you know, and just like what I'm going to get in for the apartment, where it is going to be. I mean, yeah, it's a whole thing. It can be hours of fun.
Wow.
Hours of fun.
Wow. Yeah. Where is your apartment usually in Los Angeles?
Yeah. Yeah. Where I am. Like, yeah, when I used to do it in Toronto, it was in Toronto. You know, like when I lived in Toronto, I was like, where am I in Toronto? But, you know, it's just, yeah. So that can be, I don't do it as often as I used to, but like, it's still every once in a while. It's like a self-soothing, like a little dirty little, like, what am I doing? It's so stupid. But
just light a candle.
Guilty pleasure. So adorable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. Play some music. There we go. Have a little fun.
Yeah. I mean, hey, maybe you're manifesting something for the future, too.
Maybe I am.
You're like ready to go.
I think so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's got to put you on like a good vibration.
Yeah.
I'm gonna win $1.2 million.
Yeah.
$1,224,000, whatever it was. Yeah.
Guilty pleasure. Is that before or after taxes? Do you know, like, do you calculate out
always
how much
net. It's always net. No, okay, that's net winning. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, don't fuck with the growth.
Yeah. Oh no way. I'm not gonna do 1.2 and you make it gross. What am I at? 800? Forget it. No way.
That's barely a win.
Yeah, please.
I love that. That's a great idea. I might take that as like a,
I'm telling you, just once in a while. It's fun.
Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, Deb, where do we go next?
Where do we go next? Into the ocean, I'm afraid. Aren't we like, shouldn't we all just walk into the ocean? Dear God.
Well, we're going to know.
It's pretty there.
Yeah, I think we are. But if I had to go, like if I honestly had to go somewhere next, like I would think maybe New Zealand. Maybe we should go to New Zealand, you know, like that's because that seems, you know, like I was going to say, I don't think they do either. I was going to say London, but then I'm like, you know what? London's fucked too.
Yeah.
You know,
they're kind of like us.
Yeah. They are.
Their accent gets away with a lot.
But I was like, they have a good comedy scene. So I'm like, oh, they have a good comedy scene. But I'm like, you know, they're still fucked though. They still are.
Yeah.
They have a buffoon for a leader as well. He's an imbecile.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Brexit, and it's super expensive. And it's just like, maybe not.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Into the ocean. Into the ocean we go. Okay. Let's walk into the sea.
It's not London, the ocean, really. That's what I always say.
We should all learn how to surf. It. So when the water levels rise, we can just kind of go with it.
There we go.
Yeah. I've seen water polo a lot. So I think I'm ready for this. It's good.
My question was like, when do you give up?
But
like, my thing is like, when do you give up? You know what I mean? It's like when you walk into the ocean, it's like, what is that moment where you're like, I can't swim anymore? Like then you know what I mean? It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I think I would take a mattress out with me and ride it as long as possible.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, I accept that.
I would take some magazines and some snacks and stuff. And yeah.
An air mattress?
Like,
if we're going to walk
into the ocean, let's make it nice. At least make it nice. Like, a friend of mine is always, and he calls it something, and I wish I could remember what it is, but it's, he always says that he'll just get drunk and walk into the ocean just swim as far as he can, but he has a name for it. Fuck, and I'm going to... Oh, the big sleep or something, or the big swim or something. I'll have to think about it. Where it's just like, let's go for the big swim, and you get loaded, and you just go out, and then at some point you get tired, and you're done. I don't know.
I did that when I was in Mexico for my senior trip in high school, we all were like dancing at some nightclub that was like right on the ocean, and I was hot from dancing, so I was drunk, so I walked into the ocean and came back out, but then the rest of the night I smelled like really nasty water.
You just smelled like you were in the ocean. Oh yeah,
yeah. I walked in this outfit. Oh yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Perfect. All right, next question. When is the best time to dance?
It's not a proper time, because anytime.
Yeah.
But for some reason, why does dancing feel so good in the kitchen?
Yes.
Have you noticed?
Yeah,
it just
sure.
feels
yeah.
right in the... So I'm going to say when you're cooking. That's what I'm going to say. Whenever you're preparing anything.
You know why? I think it's because cooking is one of the only like non-screen activities we do.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like the freedom of like being like actually on your own and like away from shit for a second. Yeah. You're like, God, I'm not there just scrolling into infinity right now.
That's exactly it. That's, you're right. Both hands are probably occupied, right?
Yeah.
And it is. Yeah, there's something about it. It just feels right in the kitchen. So.
Yeah, I'm doing something.
Well, you kind of have space usually in the kitchen. Like there's not other furniture in there.
Yes, exactly. You know, whatever you're doing. Yeah. Dicing is a nice beat, staccato, and you know.
Plus, you're about to eat something, so you're just like excited that.
So you're already happy.
That's what I'm gonna say. I'm doing something.
When is the best time to dance? When you're cooking, kitchen. Combo.
Do you cook a lot? Have you been cooking a lot in quarantine, Deb?
I have now, but now I'm over it though now.
Yeah.
Like the first like solid like 6 weeks, I was like, this is the greatest, and now I hate everything now.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. I find that I'm just bored now. I eat the same things over and over again. And I just don't. Like it's just, at first it was fun. At first it was honestly a bit of a joy. And I was like, this is great. And now I'm just, I don't want to anymore. I don't want to. I was talking to my best friend before I talked to you. And she was saying to me, like, her birthday always lands on Father's Day. Mm-hmm. So they celebrate her birthday on Father's Day. And then for some reason, the week after, they celebrate Father's Day with her husband. So she was like, today, you know, we're ordering in barbecue and we're going to pick up barbecue. And I was like, that's great. And she said to me, she's like, how are you not so tired of eating alone? And I was all like, it was like, she's like, my God. She's like, don't you just want to eat with someone? And I was just like, okay, that was unnecessarily cruel. Like that was like, are you trying to make me cry right now? Because it's working. Like it was that. It was just like, oh God, fuck.
Yeah, you're
because
like,
I mean, let's be honest. I eat a lot of my meals alone, regardless. But you know what though?
You don't.
You have. I have brunch. Like there was a lot of brunches and coffees, or on the road, or before a show, or what you know. And now it's like, oh no, I've eaten every meal alone.
Oh my God!
And it's just like fuck me, yikes.
Do you have any neighbors?
Well, and then that's when cooking can get really tired too. It's like it's much more fun to cook for other people.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. Cooking for one sucks. Cooking for one is always hard because then it's like, I'm going to eat this for the next 6 days? Get out of here.
Yeah, then you're
like, awful.
And then it doesn't have the surprise. Like you're both the actor and the audience.
Exactly.
You know?
Like you're not going, how is it? Is it good? That kind of thing.
Are you friends with any of the other people in your building over in Whitehall?
You know what? Actually, this is a gift. A comedian just moved into my building.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Molly Kearney. Do you know where she's from? Chicago.
Oh, cool.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah, and she and her girlfriend, Allison Dunn, they moved in. They're like across the hall. I'm apartment 14. Their apartment, like, I think 26 or something. I was at Good Hair when Molly was on. I was on. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, she was just like, oh, you know, I've been hearing so much about you. It's nice to meet you. We had a little chat. And then we just hit it off. And we're just chatting and chatting and chatting and chatting. And, you know, I said, oh, so you just moved here. Where did you move? She's like, I'm in West Hollywood. And the night ends. And she's like, well, if you're West Hollywood, I'll drive you home. And I was like, great. And then she's all like, I'm like, holy fuck, we live in the same building. Like, I mean, come on. Like, it was just, like, so that's actually,
That's adorable.
Yeah. I've definitely, like, a couple buildings, I had a couple friends that lived there, but, like, this is, like, not since moving to LA. Like, if I had, like, a friend that lived, so it's lovely.
That's some Melrose Place shit.
That is, and, you know, there's, like, definitely, like, there's a lot of, like, you know, neighbors that are like, hi, but Yeah. No, but this is like, this is nice. Like, this is actual pal living in the building. It's a delight. I recommend that. I feel like that should always be. Yes. You should always have a friend living in your building.
It goes such a long way. That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it helps.
Ideally, yeah. Brandy and I are neighbors.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It's neighbors really are nice. Good too. Yeah. Right? Neighbors are good. And you know, and Zach Noe Towers lives like two streets away from me.
Oh, cool.
Jared Goldstein lives like three streets away from me. Close. So it's, yeah, it's, that helps too.
That's
like when
cool.
you can scoot over to someone's house.
Maybe this is maybe not more of a pain in the ass sense than is worth it, but maybe like you guys could do a group where like somebody every night surprises everybody else by making dinner and then you just drop them off. But like then somebody's
I'm telling you.
In charge the night or something. I don't know.
That's it. Like there should be like, I know, I don't know why we don't organize something.
Organized.
Well, you just answered your own question.
Organized.
You have to organize something.
Yeah, exactly. We should do that. There
yeah.
And then somebody
does.
Everyone else is like, what the fuck is my dinner?
Yeah,
exactly. But it's just like the minute you just go, we should do that. Never going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
yeah those
should
are death,
never
a death nail.
Never happen. That's a kiss
okay,
of death.
Okay, one more question.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like people don't like me because I'm the friend that like makes you actually do it. Like you said we would go bungee jumping.
That's
like, we're going.
Someone actually makes it, but I think there's just it's so often like, oh, I don't have the energy for that.
We don't. We mean the thought, but then it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, wake up. We're waking up early tomorrow. We're going.
Oh, my God. I'm at your house. I'm outside.
I know. I had that happen with a protest last week. My friend was like, do you want to go to this? To the LAOSD one? And I was like, yeah. It was at 9 a.m. You know, most of them I've gone to are like later in the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And then she texted me like, you know, 8:45 being like, I'm leaving. And I was like, I'll see you down there. Like, God damn it. She called my bluff. And I showed up, but.
Yeah.
I was not expecting her to get there at 9. You know, I thought like, yeah, we'll get there at like 10 or something. But she was like, Friday night, like
a grace period.
Okay, one more question.
Okay.
This is a big one, Deb, okay?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Why don't you tell us to fuck off?
Because I like each and every one of you. So why would I do that? Honestly, I'm having a lovely time. I would never tell any of you to fuck off. But I would tell a lot of people to fuck off. So wouldn't you?
Okay.
Like,
there's a lot.
Who would
you? You know
of
what?
Course.
There are so. I mean, it's just like, oh God. There's
right
men in general. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, men in general can fuck off.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, seriously, a lot of like, a lot of our community can fuck off. Unfortunately, the comedy community really sucks. But a lot of them can fuck off.
That is the
like,
part
I'm thinking
not
of
missing.
One in particular. Oh, that's the one. I'm thinking of one in particular that is just like fuck off. That watched the podcast of him saying terrible things about how he broke a woman.
Oh,
Oh my God.
I know, Deb. And every time that name comes up, I know. It's just fuck off
murder.
Is the perfect word. It's just
and
get
it's,
the
and
fuck
it's, and
out.
Yeah. Get the fuck out. And it's also too, it's like, you know who else though? It's like, it's the one that said it and did it. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's the two laughing.
Yeah.
Thank you, because that's how it fucking persists.
That's how
and those
it keeps
are the
going.
Ones that never.
Yep.
That's how it
yep.
keeps going.
Yep.
Now, I was severely bullied as a child. I was tormented by the boys in my class, and it was like the ones, like yes, the ones that started it and the one that did it. But it was always like I always just remember like looking at the other boys and going, really, like that. That was those are the ones.
Yeah.
Like, you know, having moments of like, really, Steven, because we're going to take the bus home together tonight and you're going to pretend like nothing happened. And those were the ones that was just like, fuck you, because that's it. Like the keeping quiet and or just, oh, that's funny. And even the clip that I'm thinking of watching, the one guy is laughing and who else? How many? But the third guy who I don't know, he looked uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He looked properly uncomfortable. And he's the one that I hate the most. Because I just look at him and go, you look uncomfortable. You should have said something or got up and walked away or said, hey, guys, you know, that one. And I know. And again, I know it. He's probably lose his job if he did and all of that. But it still doesn't stop me from telling him to fuck right off. Yeah. So there's a lot of people. There's a lot. Every Karen I want to tell the fuck off. I do so bad. So bad. So bad.
They just keep going, man. They keep popping up. Left and right.
Have
There's
you seen
no
that one? Oh my God. Have you seen that one? I've been watching it on TikTok and she cut off a black man in the car, like he was driving and she cut him off and then like got all crazy. And then he followed her and he was like, hey, what are you doing? And then she like, I'm married to a black man. Have you seen this one?
No.
I heard
it's the kind of thing that you want to just You want to throttle her. And then she drops to her knees and she's screaming hysteria. Like, just like the kind of thing. And then like other people start collecting around this man and they're all like, look at, we saw what happened. She's nuts. And he's like, lady, he's like, I'm leaving now. He's like, this is too much. He's like, you need to calm down. She's like, ah! And it's just like, oh my God. It's just
the theatric.
It's the tears. Mm-hmm. It's like, I didn't realize this, you know, the way white women yield tears, you know, as a weapon.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God, it's awful. It's awful.
Well, so, when you're like culturally infantilized for so long, it's like,
culturally infantilized, and I think it is when you're taught that that's the only way that
men will listen
anger
to
will
you.
Be shown.
Yes,
that's
yes,
the only way men will listen to you.
Yeah, that way. That's the only way to show your anger, and the only way that men will listen to you, and how you get out of things, and all that stuff.
It's because like you have, even those women are in such a position of limited power.
Oh yeah.
That when they found that when it's like when a dog has had an abusive past and it finds that when it bites people or pees, it gets the attention. It's like it's a bad reaction, but
That's a very good point. Cause you're absolutely right. It's like, yeah. Cause we do, you know, there is that underlying thing that you're kind of like, no, women, we're fucked too. We've never had a great time. I mean, obviously, you know, women of color have a worse time than us, but women, we don't have a greatest time.
Think...
So you are right that it's like, that's the only way to be heard instead of just like, you know, standing up for yourself or
really
saying.
Good to see those examples. Obviously, I don't want them to happen because I don't think anybody should be treated like that.
No.
But it's really shown me, you know what I mean? That that's a real thing. And I, even though I don't myself think I've ever weaponized like crying or something in that way, it's so good for us to see and like be like, oh, fuck, like that's a real thing. That somebody could be like killed because of, you know,
Because of that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, this isn't a game.
Then do also, it's not a game. And do you know what else too? It's like, I mean, I'm a human, but I know I'm a generally okay human. I treat others well. I treat people the way I want to be treated. But do you know what I mean? Like, just every once in a while, do you ever have those things where you're just like, this put me out,
and I'm
snippy now, feel like I'm much less apt to be snippy now because now it's like you catch yourself and you go, really? Mm-hmm. Is this what you're gonna? Because I had to go out to the car to get my takeout instead of you bringing it to
Door. It's fucking fine.
Holy fuck.
And I will say that the bar is so low for us as white women. And I mean, like, for me, like, meditating and shit like that has really helped me with my patience. But like, the bar is so fucking low. I'll be at a customer service place and things will be taking a while, but I just am hanging out and someone will come up to me like, I'm so sorry, miss. And they'll be expecting me to be like rude about it. And I'll just be like, it's all good.
Yeah.
And people are like, they almost fall off their chair because they're not
expecting you to show even a little bit of patience. I'm closer to that than the other. But I still know that the other, every once in a while, but I have found, where I actually have that moment of pause. All you need is one moment. You need a second of pause where you go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? And calling yourself Karen, calling yourself Karen helps. You're like, what are you doing, Karen? You're like, oh, fuck that. I'm not Karen. That is not me. You know what I mean? It's just like, don't be a Karen.
Yeah. I was thinking there needs to be like Karen and Anonymous meetings where people can go and just work out their Karen shit. Yeah,
work out what the fuck is wrong.
Yeah. Like,
what's wrong?
Here are the steps to like be sober
for
your
Karen.
Well, you know, it's actually really funny.
They need to admit to themselves that they would do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first step is admitting that you have a Karen problem.
Exactly. You know what the amazing thing would be, though? The amazing thing would be everyone would be like, hi, I'm Karen, and everyone be like,
Hi, I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen, and I'm a Karen.
Yes.
And it would just go around the circle. Yes. Hi, I'm Karen, and I'm a Karen.
Exactly. Just, I'm on my step where I'm apologizing
a
to
little,
every manager
exactly.
that I talk to.
A little monotonous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've gone to every Starbucks in the city and apologized to every manager in the city just to say,
Jesus,
I'm sorry, I demanded.
We got another Karen.
Yeah,
another Karen coming in.
Karen's out here working the steps. But something like that is not a horrible idea. Some, you know, internal Karen work.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I was listening to this really interesting podcast a couple weeks ago. It's called Capitalism Hits Home, and it's this socialist family social worker does it all. It kind of talks about like the history of how the capitalist structures that we live under like affect home life and stuff. And something that was really interesting that I hadn't put together is that
white women have been the last group of people to have to enter the workplace, where it's like, you know, black women entered the workplace, you know, a long time ago. Therefore, their relationships have been more egalitarian. So they've been more independent and had to like work on this shit. So like culturally, white women, because like with white supremacy, like more money was made in the house by the men and stuff like that. So we just like, that is where so much of like that trained helplessness comes from culturally.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like an interesting connection that I had not made that connection before. I was like, oh yeah, of course.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. I didn't think about that either. Of course that makes sense. And like, how about like, you know, that whole idea of like a man saying, no woman of mine's going to work. And
it's like, oh. Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? It's like,
and just how that's still like, I fired a manager a couple years ago because I was talking to him about like making money. And I was like, my fiance, he was my fiance at the time. I was like, he's doing really well. And I was like, that's inspiring me. And my fucking manager said to me, just let him make more money than you.
Oh my God.
Just let it, like, oh like that God. Was a fucking cute comment to make to me. This is 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And
but that kind of shit, that kind of attitude is like still kind of an acceptable thing to say to
people. And like, here's how sexist that is. Because that guy gets 10% of whatever you make. So his
he made more money.
His sexism beat out his own
I'll accept it. Jesus.
That's how little managers want to do actual work.
Yeah. I know.
Just become a housewife. I'm done. It's like, what?
Okay, all right, we have to take another break. We'll be back with the lady problem. Hey everybody, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Bab.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
We're here with Deborah DiGiovanni.
Hello.
And Tess just got what is this?
I just got an email. I just checked my email real quick on the break, and I got an email. The subject was the name of the junior high I went to and the year I graduated junior high.
Okay.
It's from a name that I don't recognize, and it's a screen cap of where I signed this person's yearbook.
What?
And it says, "Dear Danny, hello. I'm gonna give you something really valuable, and you have to promise not to lose it. Okay? It's my signature."
Oh, no.
And then I write Tess Brecker, and then I say, "Well, it'll be worth a bunch more when I'm famous."
Whoa!
Wait, did they say anything else in the email?
No, it's just a screen cap.
That's
you.
It's sufficiently
from, so
creepy.
So does it say Danny in the email it's sent from?
No.
What the
Wait, so it's not from Danny, it's from some other name?
I think the name, I'll probably bleep this out, but the name says...
Oh, so it's like a fake, it's like a fake email name. Most likely.
Yeah.
So that could be his email.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's so weird. It with no context whatsoever, just...
Nothing.
I mean, you've made it.
Honestly, I'm kind of stoked.
That's the sign, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Fear slash stoked. Once there's a little fear, you're in. You got it.
I want to know if this email was set in the, "Hey, you did it," or the, "Why isn't this worth more yet?"
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to sell this, I need cash.
Exactly.
What are you going to say in response to this?
I don't know. What should
you
I say?
You should send him an invoice.
Oh my God.
That's really funny. Oh my God.
That is wild. From junior high.
Man. This is from a yearbook that's from,
Who the fuck is going through and like scanning their junior high yearbook?
The whole thing,
He's
my mind is just
blown. Everyone
below.
In your class, I think.
Wow.
Maybe.
That's the point in quarantine this person is at. They're like, "Well, let's read our middle school yearbooks."
Oh my God. Yes, I was going to say that's, wow, they're not thriving in quarantine at all. This one, they are not.
No, that's
they
that's
are
a,
not.
That's a dark night of the soul for
this
sure.
This is a full on, like, this is like that version of when someone's like, "You know what? I got to go back and make good with my old like relationship
my old people.
That was sour in the past."
Yeah.
And like, but this is, he's reaching way far and being like,
into the yearbook,
junior high. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Okay, now I realize that I only have about 10 minutes more.
Are we
okay with that?
Yeah, let's do a lady.
What have I done today?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Yeah, it's all good.
Do you remember how those days where you're just like,
Yeah.
Those days are all the time lately.
Yeah. Like 9 a.m. It's all running like, into each other. And I forgot because I never have anything to do and I have something to do.
That's okay. Oh, that's
Saturday, right? Is it Saturday?
It's Saturday. Oh, yeah. It's Saturday.
Okay,
so.
let's do Lady Problem.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Yes. Okay.
Lady Problems. Lady Problems. Lady Problems, do you have them? Lady Problems, do you have them? People have them.
I'm just wine drunk enough to send this email from my personal account. This is a short and sweet one. I need porn recs. I've always been a use your imagination kind of gal, but with no human interaction thing, my imagination is running out. I dipped my toe into the erotica pool, got a book from a friend's horny book club.
That sounds like a great book club.
Yeah, and I loved it, but I have no idea where to go on the internet to find more fun content for my reading and viewing pleasure.
Okay.
I would like some good cheap sources for erotica and some good old-fashioned porn.
I can barely wait to tell you. I'm not joking. I'm cutting you off and I'm diving in.
All right.
No, this is all you. Perfect person.
Yes.
All right.
Deb just flipped her hair, by the way.
Okay, okay, I'm going to tell you that it is on the tamer side, but not too tame, okay? There is an app, it's a terrible name. It's called Dipsea,
okay.
D-I-P-S-E-A, okay?
Okay.
And it's, okay, are you ready? This is another terrible little secret that I'm going to tell you. One of my, this is the same as winning the lottery.
Can't wait.
It is basically little pornographic scenes, but like an audiobook. So they're
That sounds amazing.
It's terrific. You don't have to know. You can choose what they look like, but everyone, and this is not a mistake.
That sounds amazing.
Oh my God. And everyone has a really good voice. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You hear the make out, there's like the moaning in it, but it's the talking and it's I'm telling you, it's not super duper graphic. I mean, it's graphic enough.
Yeah.
But it's quite nice. That might be a thing you want to start into. It's a free app. Like if you wanna I think if you pay for it, they'll up the game a little bit. Do you know what I mean? They'll add an X to the XX kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it is just, and that it does hit for me because I also heard somewhere or read somewhere that women really like to hear that apparently watching a dude, like if you're going to watch a dude jerk off, that they would rather, and I completely agree with this, that they would rather see the man's face and hear him than actually like watch, you know what I mean? Like watch the actual dick. Do you know what I mean? And
yes.
It's like,
right.
Yeah. So I don't know if you're into listening, then that is good. Because if you read erotica, then you might want to have, like, this is basically having erotica read to you.
Yeah.
Which is
that sounds so
I
hot.
Love
which
that.
Is fun.
Yeah.
Well, and also, like, that still allows you to use your imagination, but in, like, a fun
you can still conjure up what they look like. And then, you know, they have all combinations. Yeah. And it's like, do you want it to be like a one night stand, a relationship? Do you want it to be men and women, two women, whoever? You know, it's like, yeah, you can really choose.
You're the perfect person for this.
Yes.
Knocked it out of the park.
Crushed it.
Out of the park.
So it'll change it up because it's like, then it's like, you know, you can go in and watch porn and then this is something that, you know, you can listen to this on a plane.
Think, like,
you can like,
especially
you can, you know,
if you're
like,
into erotica and stuff. And I think you're right. Like I'm really into like story and
same.
You want to build up, you know,
same.
You don't
want
to back story. Just like ramming. Yeah.
Exactly.
All
and I think,
that's
I think
the problem
a lot of
I
women
have
are.
With a lot of like mainstream porn is like, it doesn't, of course, we all know this. They don't consider us at all. Yeah.
Not at all. It's not for us at all.
But like, you get horny and you're like, okay, maybe I'll try. And it's just like, God,
I know.
A little fucking lighting, a little fucking writing.
This is another thing. A little fucking lighting, a little fucking writing. That should be a new your porn company. Cause that's another thing too, that I've always had that secret. Like if I'm pretending that I won the lottery, but it's a big win, like if it's 48 mil or something, that's, I would like get someone like write some good porn, make a good porn for women, because women want a backstory. We want some connection. Mm-hmm. You know, we want throw down and we want it to be dirty, but like, give us, you know, we need a little bit more than that.
A foreplay, fictional foreplay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And that's why I think women love erotica so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, speaking of erotica, I actually ordered a book that I just got a couple days ago that is so horny.
Tell me immediately.
It is actually – It's you're gonna laugh. I got a book of Pablo Neruda poems. Mm. Oh my god, you guys, this shit is so. Oh my god,
I'm not lying. Like I literally just found out who Pablo Neruda is. Like
Deb, have you read his poems? 3 weeks.
I've read like two, and they're fucking terrific.
Aren't they just like heartbreakingly, yeah, deliciously horny?
Yes, they're beautiful. They are. I can't and believe like, they're like, I don't think so... I've ever known a poet. And now I'm like, I can't believe you just said that because I'm like, yeah, I know who that
weird.
Is. Isn't that
that's
weird?
That's really weird. Yeah, yeah, whoa, yeah. That's really weird. Yeah. So what are the odds? Very okay, slim. Well, that's my recommendation.
There we go.
Then, too.
There we go. Anyone else, girls?
There's a very, well, I mean, there's websites. If you RedTube and Pornhub are free porn websites, yeah, and yeah, they used to have actually sections that said for women that were like more of what, you know, what we were talking about, where it's like it is like played out and there's a story and stuff like that. I don't see them. I just looked. I don't see them on there anymore. But if you Google that, you could probably find it. If you want to listen to stuff, there's a Reddit called Gone Wild Audio, and people like there's all anything you want to search or anything is on there, and it's tons of people doing this, basically reading like. Mm-hmm. Erotica, and then people even write scripts, and then people will read them.
Oh, fun,
man!
So
that's a good auditory.
Man, thing. I'm bummed. Yeah, I was just looking up to see. I found this website a couple months ago called Hoochie Mail that you can you send in like a name, your favorite kind of food, and a bunch of things, and they just it's like a Mad Libs erotica, basically. But yeah, it's this thing called Hoochie Mail that you like. It's like a Mad Libs erotica. The website is down right now. It's been overloaded. But it's very, it's also very fucking funny. It's like hot, but also it just made me laugh so goddamn hard when
perfect
I found it.
Combo.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's like, I like how that shit's funny. Where you're just like, oh, this is sexy but funny at the same time. It's great.
Yeah. There's also, I was talking to somebody about this. Mm-hmm. I know that there's apps just for sexting, anonymous sexting.
Oh, interesting. So
I was talking with a friend about this who's been like in quarantine alone and was mm-hmm. annoyed, and they're not like, you know, they're not somebody who's on any dating apps or anything, but they did this just because it's like you get to talk to somebody and, you know, whatever. So it looks like there's a few options for them. Juice Box, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe look that up. And if you really want to talk to somebody but be safe and anonymous,
mm-hmm.
got that option too.
Oh, fun.
That's a fun idea.
These are good answers. We're helping them.
I think these are great answers. Seriously.
This woman is being helped.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Everyone enjoy.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Deborah. You're the best.
God, you are all wonderful. Thank you so much. You. So lovely to spend some time with you and see you all. Honestly, I needed this. I needed this. So thank you.
Glad we did.
So great to see you. And like, seriously, Deb, when people ask me like, comedians, like if they don't know about comedy, I'm like, look up Deb DiGiovanni. She's the funniest person alive.
She's the crusher.
I really mean it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I hope to see you all soon in real life.
We will.
Okay.
I know.
We will.
We'll get
absolutely.
There.
I know.
Yeah, we're gonna get there.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Where can everyone find you, Deb?
Deborah DG, Instagram and Twitter, Deborah DiGiovanni. Okay. That's it. Cool. That's all I got. That's all we got now.
Oh, bye, lady. We'll see you soon.
Bye. See you soon. Bye, girls.
Bye. All right, guys. Well, that's our show. We're going to go over and do a little top secret session. If you want to come listen to that, we're at patreon.com/ladytolady. Otherwise, we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.